Okay, we pick up the daf together on daf Hayamabez. Hayamabez, we are about 12 lines up at the bottom from the second word on the line. V'haya b'cha chet. V'haya b'cha chet. We are on Hayamabez. V'haya b'cha chet. So the Gemara has been talking about the Isser of Bal Ta'acher. Isser of Bal Ta'acher, delaying, fulfilling one's Nidarim, Nidavis, or any other item that one might have promised, Karbanis, to the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara based it on Psukim. Yesterday's Brisa, from the Minon Emilia to Tanur Rabbanan on top, had based it on Psukim, learning out from each word in the Pasuk a different halacha that Bal Ta'acher applies to. So the Gemara also quoted that the Brisa darshaned, V'haya b'chachid, which is the last words in the Pasuk by Bal Ta'acher, you will have a sin by Bal Ta'acher, V'lo b'karban chachid, and there will not be a sin to your carbon. So now we're going to talk about that line. V'lo b'karban chachid, the simple meaning means that even though you violate an Isra Bal Ta'acher, the carbon does not become puzzle, even though you violate it. Unless they three regalim have already passed by, you can still bring the carbon. Better late than ever, as they say. You already violated, and you've gotten an Isser for delaying, but the carbon is still kosher, and as we'll see on Amud Beis today, Bez Hashem, every day that you don't bring it, you keep violating again and again and again. So really, what should, the carbon is not nifsal, and should bring it as soon as possible. So says the Gemara, you will have a sin, but your carbon will not have a sin. Do we learn that the carbon does not become pasul if it's too late from this pasuk? Mida acherim nafka. We have a different source where the Torah teaches us, and the Brisa explains the pasuk that teaches us that the carbon is not nifsal. Just by the way, Tosfos on the bottom in the end of your Maschal Ma just wonders why would there be a havamina that the carbon would become pasul. There's no time limit specifically on this carbon, so the Torah says if you don't bring it in time, that you're gonna get an avera. But Tosfos doesn't answer it. He just says tema, ksas tema, second to last line of Tosfos. He says mehechatesi. Why would you think there's a psul? So the Achronim try to figure out the answer to that question. Either way, the Torah comes along and says it's not possible. Okay, so says the Gemara, we don't need it from here, we know it from there. Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Acherim say, Yocho Yehe Bechor Sha'avar Shnaso, Kipsule HaMakdash V'Yipasel. I might think that a Bechor, that is, you're supposed to bring a carbon Bechor within its first year. So let's say the first year has passed by, Bechor Sha'avar Shnaso, I might think that it's like Psule HaMakdashim, like a carbon that got a mum, V'Yipasel, and that carbon is Pasel, meaning I might think that the Chefsa is affected. Tamalomars, we learn from a Pasek, V'Yachat L'Fnei Hashem Al-Kecha, you should eat in front of Hashem, Meiser in Yerushalayim, Meiser D'Gancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, Meiser of all the foods, right? Meiser of wheat and of wine, of oil, Uvachoris Bekarcha V'Tzonecha. So you see in the same Pasek, Meiser is connected to Bechor. So Makish Bechor L'Meiser. So we compare the two. Ma Meiser Eino Nifsal Mishana L'Chaverta. Just like Meiser is not a problem Mishana L'Chaverta, I'm supposed to give Meiser in its own Shana, but for Mishana L'Chaverta, if I bring it too late, it is not Nifsal. Af Bechor Eino Nifsal Mishana L'Chaverta. So to Bechor? Question mark. Meaning, so we have a different pasuk that teaches me that karbanis don't become pasul after the time. So, of course, I get an avera, a Bal Ta'acher. So why do you need the pasuk over here special by Bal Ta'acher? Avahaya b'chachet v'lo b'karban chachet. I have a different pasuk already. I have a pasuk that already tells me that b'char doesn't become nifsal after the time. So shouldn't I, the assumption of the Gemara is, shouldn't I apply that to all karbanis? Mm-hmm. This isn't a special limit by b'char? So answers the Gemara, no, that's the point. Itzrich, no, I need another pasuk. Bastak da dechamina. I might have limited this other source. I might say, hani mi Bechor. The La Bar Hartzahu, I might say, Bechor, which has nothing to do with giving the person a kapara. A Bechor is what? It's Kadosh Mirechem. I could be screaming all day. I don't want this to have a Kadosh Bechor. I don't like this type of carbon. The second that the firstborn animal comes out of my kosher animal, it has Kadoshas Bechor. And therefore, that's the Havamina, that only by Bechor will I say that maybe the carbon doesn't become pasul. Aval Kachim, de B'nei Hartzah Ninu, Emalo Lirtzu. But by Kachim, but by other carbonists, which have to do with Ritzui, would have to do with what the Gemara calls Hartzah, then, therefore, I might say those karbanos cannot be used after the time, because here you're trying to bring them, Bechor isn't used to come close to Hashem. A bechor is a different kind of karban. It's automatically kodesh. But all other karbanos have to do with coming closer to Hashem. What does Rashi say? Second to last Rashi. What does Hartzah mean? Imla kapara imla doron. We know there are certain karbanos that are brought for averus. Chatas are brought for many averus. Asham are brought for a few specific averos. And Rashi quotes imla doron. What's doron? The Gemara in Zvachim says an ola is a doron. Doron means a present. Last week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu prepared for doron, for tefillah, and for melchama. So doron. Doron means a present. So the Gemara in Zvachim says that a karban ola is a present to Hashem. So there, it still serves a purpose. It's still bringing you closer to Hashem. Tosfos is a little more exacting. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, says the Gemara also says that ola is mechaper on certain averots, on mitzvahs asay that you don't do, on bittul asays. So you have an ola. But either way, chatas, asham, ola, all have to do with bringing you closer to Hashem. So that's why I might have said that those karbanos, which bring you closer to Hashem, those the chefsa is, if you bring it too late, maybe those are affected. Only bechor, I would have thought, is not affected. Kamash malan, even all the other karbanos are also not affected. Just to add to the havamina, what was the havamina that only karbanos that bring you closer to Hashem are affected? What does Rashi here say? Last Rashi. Emelo lirtsu, me'achar shehevi on ba'aveira. After, you know, you did an aveira, so that's why it wouldn't be appropriate. I didn't see anybody quoted here, but this might have to do with the Ritva that we quoted a few times in Maseches Sukkah. The Ritva there quotes the Baalei Tosfos, which we don't have this in Baalei Tosfos. The Ritva quotes that maybe the whole principle of mitzvah haba b'aveira is limited to specific mitzvos. Mitzvos that he called mitzvos shel ritzui. The Ritva said this in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. Because right, there are many questions that sometimes the Ritva asks here and on Daf Tes in Sukkah, why doesn't the Gemara bring up mitzvah haba b'aveira by the mitzvah of Sukkah? Why do you need a pasuk to say luchal mute gzula by the mitzvah of sukkah? What about mitzvah babaveira? So one of the answers that Tosfos has is that mitzvah babaveira doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. Only by mitzvahs that are specifically designated to bring you closer to Hashem. The Ritva there says in Sukkah Laman Aleph, could go in karbon, shofar, belulav, avol basukkah she'ein baritzui, leka misha mitzvah babaveira. Then he quotes the Yerushalmi argues, okay, but at least according to the Bavli. Matzah gzula is not in Bavli. It's only in Yerushalmi. Matzah gzula, right? If you steal matzah. So again, that's the Ritva's, Ritva quotes the Baalei Tosfos. Here, that seems to be the Havamina here. Because you might have said, it doesn't apply, fine by Bechor, but by the other ones, the Ritva here doesn't say it. But by the other ones, other karbanos was Arsha Ritsui, so then they are affected, because after all, Rashi says, you did an Aveira. Maybe they're labeled Mitzvah Baaveira, Kamash Malan, you do not say that. What's the Kamash Malan? So you have to say something like this Aveira is not really a Mitzvah Habab Aveira. You would have the mitzvah even without the Aveira. It's not like the Aveira helped you do the mitzvah here. You have the karban and you're too late in breaking it. But that doesn't mean, that does not affect the object. Okay, last word. V'yakati. So I said, that's why you need a special pasuk here by Baal Ta'acher to teach me that the karban is not affected. Even though it's too late, the karban you can still bring. V'yakati mid ben azai nafka. Still says the Gemara, I have another source from Ben Azai, which teaches me that the carbon is not affected. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Ben Azai, Omer, Oso. It says the word Oso. Where does it say Oso? By Pigol. By Pigol. Rashi goes to the Pazuk on top. Lo ye ratzeha makriv Oso. Anybody learn Mesech Zvachim in the previous time around? There are major parts of Shas about Pigol. A large amount of Zvachim is about Pigol. 40, 50 blot. All about the halachas of Pigol. All different types of Pigol. So, something to look forward to. So says Ben Azai, Oso, it says the word Oso by Pigol, that it is not good. Lo ye ratzeha makriv Oso. So matabalobar, so that word is Oso is extra. So why do you have to say that word? So lafishadem alosa acher l'shalmo, because I have an isser of balta acher, that you shouldn't delay in bringing it. Shomeya ani, I might have thought, af ma'acher nidro babal yiratze, I might have thought that even if you bring a carbon too late, if you violate balta acher, that also is puzzle. Tamalomar, that's why it says Oso by Pigol. Oso below yiratze, the ein ma'acher nidro below yiratze. Only Pigol. The carbon is nifsal, but not by Baal Ta'acher, ? So we have back to the question. What do you need a special pasuk by Baal Ta'acher that says v'hayim b'chochet, v'lo b'behema achet? We have the word oso here. That's what it's teaching me by Pigol. So that can't be what the phrase by Baal Ta'acher is teaching me. So the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, you're right. Let's find a different drasha for that phrase from Baal Ta'acher. So Ella says the Gemara, b'chochet, v'lo b'ishtachachet. You will have the sin of Baal Ta'acher and not your wife. What does that mean? Sal kedaita chamina. We have the havamina. Hoel ba'amr Reb Yochanan. V'itema Reb Elazar. we have the statement that says, "Ein ishto shel adam mesa." We know that a person's wife, Rachman al-Islam, will die as a punishment, it seems. We'll talk about this in a second. If he is asked for money, and he doesn't have it. What is that talking about? So Rashi does not say anything here. Tosas here quotes Rashi from Zvachim, who says that it has to do with you stole something, and then you didn't have enough to give it back. Tosis himself thinks, no, it has to do with Baal Ta'acher, which is the context here. You promised to give some type of money, you made some type of promise of a neder, and you didn't pay back. So the Gemara says that if you don't do that, that is a punishment for certain nedarim. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Im ein l'chol l'shalem, Pasuk says in Mishlei, if you don't have enough to pay, Lama yishkevut yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha, why should your mishkav, the one who lies next to you, your wife, be taken from under you? So if it applies by those, by general nedarim, Ema b'hai avon de ba'al ta'acher nami yishto mesa, so I might think also by ba'al ta'acher, if you delay bringing karbanis, also, that punishment kicks in. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush by Baal Ta'acher, by Mamanis Nedarim, so then that Onesh comes in. But by Baal Ta'acher, where you delay bringing Karbanis, you do not say that. That's the Pasuk of Ahayu B'chachay V'lo B'ishtachachay. So we read a Gemara like this, and we say, what's Pshat? The Ishta, the husband was Noder, and the wife, Rachman al Islan. So obviously there's something deeper. So I quoted from the Rav Simcha Zissel and Rav Sol Salanter. They both say, the father quoted by the Lev Elio, that quote, Kasav, She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Manish La'adam Im Ein Krovav Ru'uyim Gam Heim Lispal Onesh HaMagiyo. Right, it's a yisod that many of the Bali Musters say. A person's life is only affected if his family are also, they're also supposed to be affected by it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't specifically do something to one person if the whole rest of the family is not subject to the, they're not supposed to get that. Right? That's what it says. It says, Kel Emunah Ve'ein Avel. Kel Emunah, not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ne'eman to give a person exactly what they deserve, but also Ve'ein Avel. Everybody around, also by the Pasuk by Tzidak Adin, there's also a positive, there's a double phrase there, where we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just MS V'yashar who, right? He's an MS to each person, but he's also Yashar in terms of everybody affecting around, so he also doesn't bring Rachman al-Aslan and Onesh to a person, or Yisurin to a person, if the rest of the family isn't also ready to, and Magia Lahem. So says the Lev Elio, B'shem these great Gedolim. Really, in this case, we're talking about a case where the woman is deserving on her own of some type of punishment, but the husband isn't roi for it. Could go either way, right? The husband isn't roi for it because he hasn't done anything. So that's the pshat. But once he violates a neder, that's the type of avera that tips the scale. That's the type of avera that once he does this, so then Rachman al Islan, he can be affected by the other onesh of the spouse. Lufiza yitachin afkan shema ishin is chayva misal maseha v'lohaya ba'ila ra'ui lisvol tsar zeh ena mesa. In general, she wouldn't. But once Rachman al Islan, he violates this type of neder shel mamon, so then her onesh could kick in because then he will be affected as well. So again, we're not talking about a case where it says just one person ba'avon somebody else. That is the just the hashgafic point behind this.
What makes the neder so terrible?
So again, that's why do we start Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre? I mean, there's a lot of musar in terms of the Koach HaDibur, in terms of this is the one avira that a person himself creates. He got into it himself. So there's messages about why Nedarim is so chamor. Tosfos here discusses why is it that you find other sources where you see that just delaying something also the onish does come. From our Gemara, it seems like Baal Ta'acher, it's not a problem. But he quotes other Gemaras, which seems to say that it is a problem. So Tosfos ends up with a chilek. The end of Dibur Maschil Ela Im Kain. Tosfos says, V'hadadarish hacha b'chachay v'lo b'ishtachachay mayri b'mishalim achar kach ela sha'avar b'baal ta'acher. Tosfos makes a chilek. That if you eventually do it and you just delayed, so then this onish does not kick in. But if you never do it, That's what the Pasuk is talking about. The Onesh, Rachman al-Islam, will kick in of Ishto Mesa if it's never repaid. But if you have in mind to repay it and it's just delayed, so then that will not get the Onesh. So Based on this Tosfos, the Meshech Chachma has a kasha. Meshech Chachma in last week's parsha. Meshech Chachma says that Chazal tell us that Rachel Imenu, one of the reasons Siyata Deshmaya had it, that she died on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, was because Yaakov Avinu took a neder when he was leaving and going to live with Lavan, and he didn't pay back his neder yet. He didn't pay back his neder. He said, "V'mtikin li aser asrenalach." So the Chazal say that he quotes the Chazal. Darsh Chazal, "Meisal I Rachel b'shvil she'ichar nidro." So he quotes this from Vayikra Rabba. It's a medrash. So, but one second, ask the Meshech Chachma. Our Tosva says that if you have in mind and you just delayed it, you're going to do it, that you don't get this punishment. But Yaakov Avinu was going to do it, so he delayed a little bit. So along the way, he was delayed in coming back. But Tosva has the Yesod that only if you're never going to do it. But if you just delayed it, the onus doesn't happen. So says the Meshech Chachma, Charifas. He says, let me explain. He says, what was the lashon of Yaakov Avinu when he first left? Vishafti b'shalom el beis avi. I will return in peace to my father's house. What's beis avi? Avi is Yitzchak. What's beis avi? Gemara in Yuma says beis ozu ishta by the Kohen Gadol. So beis avi is really my mother, right? The bias of my father, which is my mother. And he just found out, Rashi quoted last week's parsha, he just found out that Rivka died. He just found out that his mother died, right? About Thomas Devorah Meinek is Rivka, so Rashi there quotes that he just found out that Rivka died. So now it's going to be impossible for him to be Mekayim his neder. Right, that's why Rachel Dafka dies there. Rafka dies there because right now, says the Meshech Chachma, based on what he said, it's impossible for him to fulfill his neder. It's not that he was delaying up until now, fine. But right now it comes out. Dimlen Kain lo shalom beis aviv. Vahavi kamo mevakshin mimenu ve'ein lo. Shalachin mesa take of Rachel avor shalokim es nidro. So according to this, you have to put this together with the Lev of Yosef, what did Rachel do? Okay, we're not going to do that right now. But either way, that's how he works out the story in the Torah with this Tosfos. Okay, let's continue now. Tanu Rabbanon, says the Gemara about 10 lines down, darshaning another pasuk from Bal Ta'acher. Mosa sifasecha zu mitzvah saseh. The pasuk says, Mosa sifasecha tishmar v'yasisa. So we're going to darshan each word. Moses of Asecha, what comes out of your mouth, zu mitzvah zaseh. This is a reference to a mitzvah zaseh to fulfill your neder. Tishmar, guard, zu mitzvah lo zaseh. That word is reference to a lo zaseh. As Rashi quotes the Chazal, that anytime he says, shishamer pen va'al, right, guard, be careful, don't, that's all the lashon of a lo zaseh. You don't have to have the word lo to be a lo zaseh. Hishamer, pen, and al are also references to los ases. The asisa, that's the next word in the pasuk. You shall do. So what do you mean? We already had, you shall do it from the word Moses vasecha. So what's the extra word? The asisa. Azhara lebezdin sheya asucha. It's a warning. It's an azhara to bezdin that they shall be ma'ase. They shall force you to fulfill your neder. We'll get back to that. Let's finish first. Kasher nadarta, like you or no, there's a neder. That's a neder. L'Hashem Elokecha. That word, Elu, Chataos, Va'ashamos, Olus, Ushlamim. Elokecha are the karbanas that you have to bring. Those are the, all the different chatos. Nidava, kimashmeo. Nidava is exactly what you thought it meant. Nidava. And the chiluk we mentioned yesterday between neder and nidava will be quoted in the Gemara in a minute. Asher dibarta, like you said, elu kachi bedek abayis. This has to do with objects that you gave to the bedek abayis, to the kedushas damim. You gave the value of to the Beis HaMikdash, anything to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Beficha, what does that word include? Zu tzedakah. This is staka. Staka as well is subject to Baal Ta'acher, as we'll talk about more in a couple of lines. But this is what the Gemara darshins from each of the words. So there's a major discussion in the Rishonim here. The Echronim also, but this is one of the places. It's in here, it's in Ksubas, and in Baba Basra. What does it say here? Azhar lebezdin sheyasucha. That you have to be kofa. This is a concept of kfiya al mitzvah saseh. Kfiya mitzvah saseh. The Gemara says that by lo saseis, there's no punishment by, Bezin gives malchus. Bezin gives exactly what is mandated by the Torah. By mitzvah saseh, there really is no punishment if I don't do a mitzvah saseh. Right, I lose the chance of doing a say, and maybe I have to bring a carbon ola, Tosa said before. But really, there's no punishment. There is a halacha of kofin al mitzvah zaseh. Bezin will force a person who is not doing it in the time when Bezin has authority. Bezin will force a person to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So ask the Rishonim here, one of the things on the list here is staka. Should staka be subject to kofin al mitzvah zaseh? We know the Gemara says in Chulin that Bezin is not kofin on a mitzvah that it says matan schar betzida. If the reward is written in the Torah next to the mitzvah, if you do this mitzvah, you're going to get great reward. The rule is, Bezin is not kofin on that mitzvah. It's only on a mitzvah that doesn't have reward. What's the svar for that? That's a Rashi and Chulin. So Rashi and Chulin says, why is matan schar besidus? Rashi daf kuf yud. Rashi says, lakach pirish matan schara lomar imlota kaimena zehu oncho shlo tito schar zeh. It says the schar in the Torah. So that itself is your punishment. You see the schar. You're not doing the mitzvah, so you won't get the schar. So that's the rule, usually, why matan schar betzida. So the kasha that all the Rishonim ask, Tosfos, the Ritva, everybody asks, is what about stock has matan schar betzida? Tosfos said, Pasoch tiftach is yod chalo, kreki berech Hashem alokecha, stock is one of the mitzvahs of matan schar betzida. Right, so why is there kfiyah on stucca? So not, a bunch of answers given. Tosfos in Baba Basra says that maybe stucca also has a lav. Losa amit is lavavcha. So it's not just an assay, it's a losa assay. Tosfos there, it's also in Subis. Tosfos also gives another answer that maybe it just means they're kofeh bedvarim. But the other ones are not really kofeh physically. But then the Ritva here has a fascinating answer. The Ritva here says that stucca is not what we think it is. Stucca isn't just a nice mitzvah that we do. By stucca, you know how halacha looks at stucca? That we're ba'alei chovos of the ani. We owe the ani money, says the Ritva. That's how we have to look at stucca. We're doing it out of the goodness of our heart. No, we owe them ani money. It's a balchov. And bezin is kofen al balchovos. You owe somebody, prius balchov is a mitzvah. So bezin is kofel balchov. Hashkafically, that's how we have to look at stucca. We owe the money. It's not ours. It's not my Kodesh Baruch Hu gave this to me in order to give it away. In order to get, I'm the holder of it until I give it to the ani, until I give it to the pushka. That's how tztaka works halachically. There's a bali chov here. If it's a bali chov, so that's why bezit is allowed to be kofet. It's not just stam a mitzvah asay of tztaka. So this is quoted. There is the Ritva. Yeah, the Ritva says that here. With other answers as well, but he says la michum de mitzvah deram yale belchud el mi bishe chayiv atzmo v'rachasov legavoa olaniim. Just like your bezin is kofef, I owe somebody money, so if I owe the aniyah money, but I owe the aniyah money. That's how it has to be looked at. Okay, just one other point in terms of the kfiyah, and then we'll continue. That is, let's continue first, and then we'll say it in a little bit. Amarar, let's talk about it first. So now we're going to talk about the drushes that were quoted. Moses of Asecha, mitzvah saseh. So says the Gemara, Moses of Asecha teaches me a mitzvah saseh of don't delay, meaning bring it on time. So lamali, why do we need a pasuk there? Mi uvasa shama v'havesim shama nafka. We have another pasuk that teaches me that you should bring it on time. And also, Tishmar zubitzas lo saseh. Tishmar is teaching me a lo saseh. Lamali. I have another pasuk. Mi lo sa'ache l'shamo nafka. So why do you need two psukim to teach me the essay and to teach me the lo saseh? And third, the asisa. Asar lebezin sheyasucha. The word v'asisa teaches me that bezin is a lot of force. Lamali. Mi yakriv oso nafka. So we have a double pasuk by all three of the limudim. The asay, the los asay, and the kviyah. So what do you need two psukim by each of these? The Tanya, where's the pasuk that teaches me that bezin can force? Yakriv oso. It says in the beginning of Vayikra. Malamed, what does it mean, yakriv oso? Shekofen oso, that bezin is allowed to force. When a person says they're going to bring a karbon. Yochol ba karcho, I might think that bezin's really allowed to force him. Tamalama lertsono. It says yakriv oso, lertsono. So how do you put the two phrases together? They will bring him close, according to his own ratzon. So that's the famous Lashon, Haketza. What does this mean? Kofinoso achiyoma rotsani. Bezin beats him up until he says, okay, I really want to. They're sitting on top of his head, and he says, okay, I want to. So that's rotsani. But anyway, you see from there, we'll talk about that in a second, but you see from there that there is kfiyah. So what do you need? Ask the Gemara. You have two different psukim to teach me an asay of bringing your kabbanis on time, a los asay, violating, and also for bezin's kviyah. So what do you need three different psukim for? So there's much to talk about here, but let's just finish first until the next piece. So Gemara says, no, you need two psukim. Chad da'amar velo afrish, chad afrish velo akrif. No, you need two different psukim. One referring to a case where you promised to bring a karban, but you didn't designate your karban yet. Or the other one, v'chad afish v'lo akrib. Or maybe the other case is where you designated the karban, but you just didn't bring the karban yet to the Beis HaMikdash. Each one of these has something better and something worse about it. V'tzricha, I need two psukim to teach me. The yeshminan amar v'lo afrish. If I would have only had the pasuk that says it's a bad thing, as an avera, to say that you're going to bring a karban without designating it, mishum d'lo kaimi l'dibure. Why is Bezek going to jump on you then? Because you haven't fulfilled your word. Aval afresh v'lo akriv. But if once you designated it, maybe there's nothing wrong. Why? Ema kol hecha dik isa because of the rachmani isa. I might say that wherever this karban is now, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So what? You haven't been makrivit yet, but it still belongs. It still belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. So maybe we wouldn't force you, and you wouldn't violate anything. Tzrichas. That's why you need the second pasuk. V'yesh minan ashfish v'lo akriv. And if I'd have only had one pasuk to teach me a case where it was already designated, but you just weren't makrivit, maybe that case is worse. To come matzis amrit. To come mashile begabe. Why? Because you have a karban that's sitting in your house. What a terrible thing. But if you just said something, so maybe that's better. You don't have a carbon here yet. Okay, you have to fulfill your promise. But you don't have a carbon sitting in your house yet, so maybe that's where Bezin would not force Tzricha. That's why you need both two psukim. One to teach me the whole idea of Balta Acher, the Aseh, the Los Aseh, and the forcing of Bezdin by a case of you said it without designating, and the other case is where you designated where you didn't bring it yet. Three more lines. Umi matzis amrit to amar v'lo afrish. Is it true that you could say one of the psukim is about a case where you said that you're going to bring a carbon, but you just didn't designate it yet? But the language used in both psukim is nedava. Vitznan, and we learned what's a nedava and what's a neder, as we mentioned yesterday. What is a neder, a promise? Ha'omer hare alai ola. I must bring a carbon ola. The focus in a neder is me. The Ezuhi Nadava, what's a Nadava? Homer Hare Zu Ola. This animal is a carbon Ola. Umabi Nedla Nadava, so when my nafkamina, halachically, what's the difference? As we said, if something happens to the carbon, Neder, Mace Onigna, by a Neder, if the animal dies or is stolen, Chay Bachri Yuso, I have to bring another one. Why? Because I said I have to bring one. So even if this animal is gone, I'm under obligation. Nidava meso nignava inachaybach riusa. But by nidava, you don't have to. Question mark. But what do you see? Both by a nether and a nidava, there was designation already. So how can you tell me that one of the psukim is referring to a case where you said you're going to bring something without any designation? No, you have to. Everything's designated. The pasuk uses nidava. So obviously, both psukim are talking about where you designated. Where do you ever have a case where you could have the word nidava used and you didn't designate yet? So the Gemara comes up with a hechi timsi. The Gemara comes up with a case. Amar Rava Mishkachasla Kagon De Amar Hare Alai Ola Al Menas She'eni Chai Bachriusa. If somebody makes this declaration, I have to bring an Ola on condition that I'm not responsible if anything happens to it. That's the case the Torah is talking about. So there was no real designation yet, because it's a neder, there was no designation, and you made this condition that your neder should have the halachis of a nedava. So that's what the case is, and that's what the Torah is referring to. That's why you need a separate pasuk. So Yisrael is going to ask, I'm sure, his hand is up already. Masna Mashakasa Batorah, Baruch Hashem, I'm a Navi. Right, Masna Mashakasa Batorah, the bottom line in Tosfos. So Tosfos doesn't explain it. What does Tosfos say? Yisrael, lo dami the Masna Mashakasa Batorah. Okay, Tosfos answers you. Good. Now, what does that mean? So it's not a problem. Masna Mashakasa Batorah usually means you're not allowed to make a condition that goes against the law in the Torah. For example, under the chuppah, I'm not allowed to say, Haraya Mukudesh is li amanas that I have no husband obligations to you. Amanas that I have no chiyav of sherksus va'ona. You know what happens in that case? I'm married and I have full obligations. Because you can't make a condition against what it says in the Torah. So what's going on here? You're trying to do a neder. Hare, right? He says, what's the lashon? Hare alai ola amanas. So says the Tosfos Arash. He has a little bit of Tosfos. No, it means here, because there is a institution of nedava, so mistama, that's what you mean. Even though you're using this unusual lashon of neder, which is have the condition of a nedava, mistama, you're not trying to change halacha. Or you might just lumdicize it a little bit, and that is, it's not just specifically umdana, even if you are trying to make a neder, but there is an institution of nedava. So that could be a fallback position. And there's no such thing as a marriage without sherksus va'ona. It doesn't exist. So that's against Masna Mashakasa Torah. But here, there is an institution of Nadava. So if it doesn't work for Nadav, we'll put it into the box of Nadava. Even if it's not Dafka Yer Das, it's still not called Masna Mashakasa Torah. Right? So that's Tosfos with the expansion of the Tosfos Arash. Okay, just to mention one, there's a lot more to talk about on Kfiyah. Just to mention one more Makar, then we'll finish and we have time, we'll come back. There's a Slana Merebi I wanted to mention, but we'll see if there's time. But just to mention, if you learn Kofen Osachi Amarotzani, you have to mention the Rambam. The Rambam in Gerushin Beis Chaf. What does this mean? Right, you jump on the guy until he says, I want to. So the Rambam talks about it in the context of a get. A get we know has to be given mi daita mi ratzon of the husband. A husband cannot be forced to give a get. That's the din d'oraisa. So there, the Rambam also, based on the Gemara, says, if Bezdin knows that the guy has to give a get, halachically he has to give a get, so Bezdin jumps on him and beats him up until he says, I want to. So ask the Rambam, that's ratzon. What kind of ratzon is that? Yeah, it's a fake, says the Rambam, no. Really, every Jew wants to do the right thing. This is the Rambam talking. Think about who's talking here. In Mishnah Torah. It's the Rambam and it's in Mishnah Torah. It's not even a Mar Nevuchim and it's not even somebody else. So it's the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam says, really, there's a pintel yid inside every Jew who wants to follow halacha. And it's just his Yetzer Hara who is forcing him to do the wrong thing. So all Bezdin is doing is taking the Yetzer Hara off the guy's back. And then he's letting his real Ratzon come out. That's what the Rambam says in Beis Gimel. That's why he says, Lafichach, Zeshi in a Rotsa Lagarish, Me'achar Shu Hirosha Lios Mi Yisrael, since he wants to be a Jew, Rotsa Hulasas Kola Mitzvos, Ulisrachim Min Averos, V'Yitzro Hu Shetakvo, V'Kivat Shehuka Shetashish Kocho, V'Yomar Rotsa Ani, Kvar Girish Lertzono. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Again, you have to give an answer. That's Kofan Ashash Yomar Rotsa Ani. You say it by Gershon, so that is the Lashon of Rambam. If you've never seen it before inside, Beis Chaf. There it is. Yeah.
Once
your mafresh animal belongs to Hektish, but the Kamash Malon was, you still have a chiyuv to be makrivit. You still could violate Balta Acher. Are you machalik between Kachi Bedek Abayis and Kachi Mizbeach? So again, Afal P, even if it belongs to Hektish, you still have a responsibility to bring it.
But isn't that different than if you separated it and didn't bring it?
Right, the Gemara is saying Kamash Malon. The Gemara is saying that there is at least on a Havamina level. At least on a Havamina level. Okay, yeah. According to the, sometimes, first of all, the husbands, because should the concept of aguna exist? First of all, our aguna today is different than aguna in the Gemara. In the Gemara, they didn't really have what we have today, where the husband disappears. Right? They didn't, they had that. They don't have cases where the husband is around, and he just doesn't give a get. That really doesn't exist, because you're right, in Akanai, Bezin would. We don't have Bezin Bizmanazah. We don't have a Sanhedrin Bizmanazah. You're right. In the days of Bezin and Sanhedrin, they'll take the law into their own hands. Shoftim v'shotrim. They have shotrim. So they'll be able to do it. Rahman al-Islam, nowadays we don't have a Sanhedrin. We daven for the day that we'll have it. But that's in a chinami. It's out of the Rambam. It's the Gemara. The Gemara won't have the problem. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Beficha zu tztaka. So the last drasha was, Beficha is alluding to tztaka. So tztaka is also subject. Amar Rava, v'tztaka mechayev aleila alter. Says Rava, tztaka, you're really obligated right away. So what does this mean? And the Rishonim struggle. What do you mean? The Gemara just said that tztaka is in Balta Acher. The Gemara yesterday on the top of Vahem Abayis, tztaka is violated after three regalim. So what do you mean? How do you put it? What do you mean la'alter right away? So Rishonim have all different suggestions. Maybe this means if the anima is standing there. If the anima is standing there, says the Ran, so then you violate right away. Shalosh regalim. If you have no poor people near you after three regalim, by that time you had to find an ani. But really, if the ani is standing there, then you violate right away. So that's one answer. Other answers are given. We'll leave it at that. My time, but the kaimi aniyim, right? Because aniyim are there. So does that mean that's why right away? That's how the Ran reads the Gemara. Because aniyim are standing here, then you don't have to wait three regalim. But right here, pshita, isn't that obvious? So ma'od the tema kivet dibinyana de karbanas ksiva. No, because I might have said since this allusion to tztaka is by balta acher in the context of other karbanas at the aviyale gimel regalim ke karbanos. So I might think it's only after you violated three regalim like karbanos kamash v'lan. That's why no. Hasam who did tell it rachman ebiregalim. Karbanas specifically are connected to the regal. Aval hachalo dashrichi aniyim, but with your aniyim around, so then you don't say that. Period. Amar Rava. So now we have a couple of statements of Rava that have to do with Balta Acher. So we just had one about Stuck, another one. Amar Rava. Kivan sha'avar lov regal echad over ba'aseh. Chiddush of Rava. Even though the los aseh of Balta Acher, los acher l'shamo, is violated after three regalim, according to what we paskin, like we said, but the aseh, Moses of Asecha, the assay of bringing your carbon on time, is violated even after one regal. You don't have to wait till three. There's a chilek between the assay and the los assay. The assay comes sooner. So the Gemara says, Mesve, is that true? We have a mission in Idios. Heyed, or Adios. Mesve, Heyed, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias. But all of Adios is testimonies about different halachas. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias said, Al Vlad Shlamim Sheyikrev Shlamim. On a shlamim that had a carbon shlamim that has a baby, a vlad shlamim, maybe it was pregnant when you were makdish it. So then what's the halacha of the vlad shlamim? Sheyikrav shlamim. It is also brought as a shlamim. We mentioned yesterday, one of the chatos hamesos is a vlad chatos. A vlad chatos has to die. But a vlad shlamim is hukrav shlamim. Amar Papias, the Mishnah there continues and says, Rapapias not only says this is the halacha, but ani meyed, I testify, shahai salano parsha zivchei shlamim, we had a carbon shlamim that had a baby, v'yachalnu b'pesach, and we ate the mother as the carbon pesach, v'yachalnu, or we ate it on Pesach, v'yachalnu vlada shlamim b'chag, and we ate the baby on Sukkos. Chag always being Sukkos. So we ate the mother on Pesach, we ate the shlamim on Sukkos. So says the Gemara, one second, but we just said that even after one yontif, there's an Isser Aseh. So what? They waited. What happened to Shavuos? What happened to Shavuos? So you're going to tell me this whole family violated? So Bishlama bePesach lo akravua. I understand why they didn't eat the baby on Pesach. Emer de mechuzes manhavi. Maybe it was born on Pesach. You have to wait 8 days until you use it. Maybe it was born right before Pesach. So you understand Pesach, right? Maybe it was Mechusar's man. It wasn't old enough to be brought yet. So that's why they didn't eat it on Pesach. El avlada ba'atzeres hechi mashilei v'avrilei ba'asei. What about Shavuos? They pass Shavuos. So you're going to tell me this whole family violated an asei? Says the Gemara, two answers. Number one, Amar Azvid Mishrei the Rava Kagon, Shahaya Chole ba'atzeres. No, there was a sickness on atzeres. Who was sick? Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. You got two possibilities. Rashi says the animal was sick. Rabbeinu Chananel says the Bailam was sick. So either way, so according to Rashi, maybe Bailam wouldn't be enough to make you not violate Balta Acher. You have nothing wrong with the carbon. But either way, there was a sickness, there was an ones, and therefore there is no Isser of Balta Acher. Sibyl, we brought this up at the end of yesterday's shiur by the Minchas Chinuch. By carbon Toda has chametz in it, so does Pesach count for the Balta Acher? That's one answer. So Shavuos didn't count in that story. Ravashi Amar, Mai v'achanu v'ada shlomim b'chag, diktani chag ha-shavuos. Chag there means Shavuos, doesn't mean Sukkos. Means Shavuos. But v'idach, and the other opinion says, no, kol hecha v'tani Pesach, tani atzeres. No, if it says the word Pesach, it'll say the word Shavuos. Chag, stam chag is Sukkos. So therefore, that's why he didn't say that answer. Okay, that was another statement of Rava, that you violate the essay right away. Next, Amarava, the Amarava, Kivan Sha'avral of Gimel Regalim, Bechol Yom Vayom over Balta Acher. Says Rava, since once you violate Balta Acher, it doesn't end there. Every day that you don't bring the carbon is another violation of Balta Acher. Ask of Yosef Engel, why doesn't it say every second? Kol Rega Varega. Right, why does it say Kol Yom Vayom? So Rav Yashav says maybe it's Ladafka. Maybe it's Ladafka. But the Rabbi Yosef Engel says, no, the point is that there's no new chiyuv every second of the day to bring a carbon, and that you can't bring a carbon. So every new day is a new chiyuv. So every new day is a new chiyuv. That's why you're going to violate Balta Acher every day in a fresh way. But not every second, because 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock on the same day, there's no new chiyuv to bring the carbon. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says. And he says you have the same chakira discussion. We had it a little bit by bris mila. Let's say somebody doesn't have a bris mila. Does he violate every second after the eighth day or once a day? Somebody's not wearing tzitzis. Is he mevatel and asay at every second? So you have a discussion by parallel averos. But that's what he says. He says here that you don't violate every second. You just violate new every day. That's why you violate once a day. Meisve, is this really true that Balta Acher should go once a day? But we have the following tosefta. Echad b'char ve'echad kol ha'kachin. By all karbanos, kivan sh'avar oleim shana below regalim, regalim below shana, over b'balta acher. Balta acher is violated whichever comes first. Three yamtzivs or a year. Whichever one comes first. The Gemara is going to figure out how you have each one. Three yamtzivs or a year. So that's what the Braisa says. So that's the kasha on Rava. So ask the Gemara, what's the kasha? Rava says you violate every day. What does that have to do with this? That you violate either a year or yomtivs. So v'hai mait yufte. What's the question? Amar Rav Kahana, mait ka demosiv shabak amosiv. No, let me explain the question. It's a good question. Michdi. Let's see. Tana alavi kamehedar. This Bryce is interested in telling me all the averas that you're going to get. Because what does it say? You violate every single day. So listi b'chol yom v'yom. I'm sorry. This Bryce, the Bryce that we brought against Rava, that says once you pass by a year or three yamim tovim, you violate. So it's interested in telling me all the cases, isn't it? A year, three yamim tovim. So shouldn't this brisa also say every day? The fact that it doesn't say every day, it must be that it's not true. That it doesn't happen every day. So michti, tana alavi kamehedra. This brisa is interested in telling me all the cases of averus. So listni b'chol yom v'yom over b'balta acher. Why doesn't it say you violate b'balta acher every day? So v'idach, what's the answer? The answer is no. Tana l'gmikve'e b'lav kamehedar, b'lav yaseri lo kamehedar. No, it's just telling me when you violate, but not how much you violate. It's telling you you violate either after a year or after three holidays. But it's not interested in telling me once you violate, how many you violate. So therefore, there's no kasha on Rav. Okay, so now we're going to spend some time figuring out what the braisa mean. that you could violate either after a year or after three yamim tovim. So gufa. Echad b'chor b'echad kol ha-kachim, kivan sh'avar oleim shana below regalim. Regalim below shana over bata acher. So what exactly does that mean? So bishlam over regalim below shana. I understand how you can have three holidays without a year. Right? Let's say you're makrevit one day, right, two days before Pesach. 2 days before Pesach, you're makrev an animal, you make a promise. So Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, so right after Sukkos you violate. You haven't finished a year yet since you made the promise. So therefore that one works. You can have three holidays, three Yom Tovim without a year. So Bishlama Regalim Bol Shana Mishkachas La, El Shana Bol Regalim Heichem Mishkachas La. But how do you ever have a case of a year, it's a year from the time you made your promise, but three Yom Tovim haven't passed yet? Aren't three Yom Tovim always less than a year? So how does that work? What's the case? So the Gemara is going to have to struggle now. So Hani Chalaman de Islay Kesedra Mishkachas La. So if you require the Yamim Tovim all in order, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, so then you can do it. Let's say you make a neder right after Pesach. So let's a year from then. A year from then, you still didn't violate, because you need Pesach Shavuos Sukkos in order to violate. So that's a case. So if you hold it, you need the Yom Tovim in order to violate. So then you could think of a case where you have a year before you have three Yom Tovim. El Amanda, less like it's a Janecha Mishkachas La, but let's say you say you don't need them in order. So again, you're stuck. How do you have a case where you could violate Bata Acher after a year before the three Yom Tovim? So again, Bish Lamala Rebbe. So let's talk about another Machlokas. Bish Lamala Rebbe Mishkachas La B'Shanu Mu'Beres. There's a Shita of Rebbe that says there's a Machlokas. At the end of Parshas B'chukosai, it talks about all the halachas of Bate Are Choma. If you sell a house in a walled city, the Torah says you have 1 year to buy it back. If you don't buy it back within that year, then it stays with the buyer forever. That's the halacha. Bate Are Choma, you have 1 year to buy it back. So how do you calculate the year? So that's a machlokas tanoim. Do you calculate a year to the day, or 365 days, period? Rebbe holds 365 days, period. Meaning, even if there's an extra month, doesn't count. So that's what the Gemara says now. According to Rebbe, I could come up with a case that you have a year before three Yamim Tovim, because, let's say, a leap year. The Tanya, but the Brisa says, Shana Tamima, you have 1 year to buy back the bias in the walled city. So Rebbe, Omer Mona, Gimel, Meos, Vashishim, Mechamishim, Yom, Kibinim, Mosachama. Rebbe says you count 365 days. The Chachamim Omrim, no. Chachamim say no. Mone Yud Beis Chodesh B'Yom L'Yom. You count 12 months, says the Chachamim. V'im Nis'aber Shama, Nis'aber Lo. And if you add on another month, that month also counts within the year. So explains the Gemara. So Mishkachas L'Ala Rabbi, according to Rabbi, I could come up with a case where you violate Bal Ta'achar after a year, before the 3 months pass, how? The Akdash HaBazar Chagamatzos. You sanctify your makdishit right after Pesach. Deki mati shilhi adar basra'a shana malya regalim lo malu. So if your makdishit right after Pesach, so if you get to the end of Adar Sheni the following year, 12 months have elapsed. 365 days have elapsed. So according to Rebbe, your year is finished, even though you didn't get to the 3 Yom Tovim yet. You didn't get to, you were makdishit after Pesach. You didn't get to the 3 Yom Tovim yet. So that's a year without having three Yom Tovim. So according to Rebbe, he's also good. So El Rabban Neichem Mishkachas La. So we're still stuck. If you hold that the regalim do not have to be in order, and you don't hold like Rebbe, you say that Bati Arechoma goes by one full year, so we still don't have a case that you can have. How do you get a year before three regalim? How do you violate Balta Acher? So one more try. Kidetani Rav Shamya. Says the Gemara, in the days when they used to make Rosh Chodesh based on witnesses, which we're going to talk a lot about in this Masechta, every year Shavuos could either come out on the 5th, 6th, or 7th of Sivan. You never knew. You never knew until a few days before Shavuos. 5th, 6th, or 7th. How? HaKetzad, Shneihem Maleim, Chamisha, Shneihem Chaserin Shiva, Echan Malei, Vechan Chaser Shisha. It depends if Nisan and Iyar were Malei or Chasers. If both Nisan and Iyar had 30 days in them, so then Shavuos would be on the 5th day of Sivan. If one of them was Mali, one of them was Chaser, then Shavuos would be on the 6th day of Sivan. If both of them were Chaser, then Shavuos would be on the 7th day of Sivan. Why? Because Shavuos obviously is counted 50 days after Pesach. So therefore, we know exactly how many days you're going to count for Pesach. The question is, how many days you're going to have in between? So Bisman that they were Makadish Api Re'iyah, Shavuos rotated. It was sometimes on the 5th, sometimes on the 6th, sometimes on the 7th. This is separate from the Machlokas of what day what the Kabbalah Torah was on. That's separate from this Machlokas. But either way, he says the Gemara here, 5th, 6th, and 7th. So Rashi explains. So what's the case here? This is how you can come up with a year before Shalosh Regalim. Let's say the first year, you make a neder right after, right, you had a year where there were two Malayim. Nisan and Iyar were Malay. So today is, the Shavuos comes out on the, what if they're both Malay? So Shavuos comes out on the 5th. On the 5th, right? Am I going to get it right here? So Shavuos comes out on the 5th, correct. And the and you make a neder right then. Let's say you make a neder on Shavuos, on the 5th day of Sivan. Maybe on the next day of Sivan. The following year, they're both chaser. They're both chaser, both Nisan and Iyar. So when is Shavuos going to be? Shavuos is going to be on the 7th. Shavuos is going to be on the 7th. So that's a case where you're going to have a year's over, and Shavuos hasn't come yet. By Hey Sivan, the following year, that's a year later, but Shavuos isn't yet. So that's a case where you could have a year without having the Shalosh Regalim. So again, we came up with three cases. Either you hold that you need them Kisidron, you need them in order. That's one easy way to get the year before you have the three holidays. Number two is Shita's Rebbe. Rebbe holds that it goes by 12 months. It doesn't go. It goes by 365 days. It doesn't go by a whole year. And number three is the Shavuos case, where you might have a case where you can have a year, Hey Sivan, and it's not Shavuos yet until Zion Sivan. So three more lines. Umatana de Paligalei de Rav Shmaya, who, by the way, we have this in Masechta Sukkah, who argues on Rav Shmaya that Rav Shmaya holds that Nisan and Iyar fluctuate. Both could be full, both could be chaser, or both one or the other. So that's a chayrim hi, the Tanya chayrim omrim, ein bein atzeres la atzeres, ein bein rashon la rosh hashanah, el dal yamin bilvad, bim ha'isashinu beres chamisha. A chayrim holds that the months of the year are always switching off. One malay, one chaser. One malay, one chaser. That is kavua. Sometimes you add on a month. The Achirim agree to that. But they hold it's always malay chaser. So you're never going to have a case like the case of Rav Shmaya, but that is the case where you can come up with Shana Bali Gimel Regal. Okay, we'll stop here by the next Bayi. Bayi Rav Zera, which we'll get to tomorrow. Today's shiur was L'Zecher Nishmas. L'Zecher Nishmas, Esther Bas Chanoch, sponsored by the Stern family.